ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Maureen McDowell. I'm the founder and executive director of Keep St. Pete Lit.
And how many years have you been in St. Pete?
I was born and raised here, and I lived here until I was 19. In 1995, I moved to Asheville, North Carolina to attend college and studied pottery, believe it or not, throughout my 20s, and then moved back here in 2002 and have been here ever since.
Pottery.
Yes, I know. I eat all of my pottery dishes. But that's my visual arts background. That's why I love merging the literary arts with the visual arts, or the arts in general.
Cool. What organizations are you involved in?
Well, I support monthly PBS and the ACLU, and I try to donate money to lots of local organizations. Not a whole lot, because I'm still... We're still a fledgling nonprofit, but I really support organizations not only that support the arts, but also do advocacy in diverse populations and anything that helps to make people's lives better, I'm into.
What gets you out of bed every day?
You know, if I don't have anything major planned for the organization, I will start my day writing and try to get in about an hour, hour and a half of that for my poetry. And I have a 14-year-old daughter, so lately, since school started, it's to get her up. But then I usually will swim, laps, I do yoga, and then keep St. Pete Lit running. And then, you know, hang out with my friends and like to go camping. So I have a pretty diverse lineup of activities that I'm always usually really excited to, you know, start in the morning.
What is one habit that you keep?
My writing practice. I try to write 3 pages every day in my journal, and usually the poetry comes from that. So that's my most consistent practice.
Who are some people that influence you?
Locally, Olga Boff from Keep St. Pete Local. I always bring her up. L'Oreal Holloway with Cultured Books. I'm inspired by any women entrepreneurs in the community, especially ones that are also single parents on top of that, which I relate to. I am inspired by my daughter because she is, still in school, but is 100% an artist and lives that lifestyle and reminds me of how important it is to keep up with your creative practice.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, practice that you would share with our readers?
My favorite book is by Anne Morrow Lindbergh. It's called A Gift from the Sea. And it really shows kind of the whole lifestyle of being a human. It takes the perspective of a female, but it really can apply to anyone. And she uses shells as reference points for different parts of your life. And I still read that book every single year and get something new out of it. And when I first read it, I was in a very different period of my life, but now that I'm middle-aged and my daughter is in high school, I'm moving into a different phase, and it really kind of helped put things in perspective for me.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
Everything. I started Keep St. Pete Lit with absolutely no nonprofit knowledge, except the fact that I wanted to help create a literary art scene in our community, and I thought it would be fun. Now I'm still learning things, but surprisingly, I actually have a strong entrepreneurial spirit, and I wouldn't do anything differently because I started out with no knowledge or money. We partnered with all different types of organizations in the community, and I had to kind of learn the hard way how to do everything. And we've grown slowly but sustainably. And because we didn't have a whole lot of money to start with, I instinctively didn't want to have a lot of overhead, including a brick and mortar. And especially now during COVID, I am patting myself on the back for that because we are weathering this COVID storm a lot better than I would have anticipated.
What's next?
In September, we are moving into the Factory St. Pete, which is a 95,000 square foot art destination based in the Warehouse Arts District. We will have office space in there and are really looking forward to what kind of partnerships it brings with the other organizations and businesses in the factory. And also, it's our first office space, private office space, I should say. And so I'm really looking forward to see what kind of collaborations come out of that. And also to have a, you know, an active presence in South St. Pete, where a lot of our programming is for youth. And it's close to my house.